Okay, so last month, summer's month, we were learning the Menchas Kinyanim of Torah, the way you have in the last parak of Avos. It's really there. The sixth parak of Avos is actually a Braisa, not Mishnah. And the last month we were going through that, and we didn't make it to the end. So for those who were here last month, we'll complete it. And those who weren't here, it's still each one stands alone, so you can learn anyways. I want to go back to Hakdama for a second. The Mishnah says there are Memches Kinyanim. There's 48 ways to be Kone Torah. That's the Mishnah says. And they're called Kinyanim. And you have to understand, what's the pshat? There are 48 Kinyanim. So those who were here last month have heard the Hakdama, but I want to chaz the Hakdama again. It's very important to understand. The Torah is different than other Chachmas. Why is that? When it comes to other Chachmas, you can just be a smart person. You study it. You know what it says. You remember it, and Weiter. You got it. You know, it doesn't matter. Your personal milos and midos don't make a difference. It's just a matter of, you know, can I sit and be studious and know information? When it comes to Torah, it's different. When it comes to Torah, you can't just learn Torah and cruise along for to be a Kenyan. You can try. But to be Kone Torah in the sense that it goes into you and changes you and makes you into a Ben Torah, makes you into Talmud Chacham, makes you into somebody who's living above the fray of this world, somebody who's living above Teva. So it has to be, you have to Kone it in a special way. And the pshat's like this. The Torah, we say, is a Matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, Yitzhak Hashem, that Hashem gives us a Matana. Moshe Rabbeinu himself, he stood there in Har Sinai, and he tried learning, and it wasn't going in. He chazered and chazered and chazered again. And at the end, it was matana. It became matana. The Chazal tell us, Hashem gave it to Moshe as matana. I mean, you can't just turn us and work like other chachmas. I would assume if we sat there and learned geometry or physics, so you just sit there and learn, eventually it'll go in. But Torah's not like that. It has to come from Kosh Baruch Hu. We say Berch Torah, we call Kosh Baruch Hu, no Sinat Torah. He is the one constantly giving Torah. He's an Osana Torah, which means that it requires a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can't just take it. Meaning I have to be the Kli Kibbul for Torah. If I'm not the Kli Kibbul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give it to me. I have to be the proper Kli Kibbul in terms of who I am, my midos, what I do in order to become a Torah. Those have to be in place in order for me to get Torah. Nosana Torah is Lashon Hov, it's present tense. It's not Nosana Torah, Hashem gave it to Arsina. It's Nosana Torah, meaning right now, constantly, there's a constant Arsina happening. I have to receive it. So Chazal tell us many midos and milos in a person that form the Kli. They develop that Kli to be Zocher Torah. What these are, the Mechaskim are forming yourself into the proper Kli to be Kone Torah. So you're making a Kinyan. And making a Kinyan doesn't mean, they're called Kinyanim. So it doesn't mean you know it. It means it's yours. Like in Dini Mamas, we're learning on the Afal Chafei. You know, there's Kinyanim. So not everything makes a Kinyan. You know, there are things which you can walk over to a cow and scream at it. That's not a Kinyan. The Mishnah said, Mesira, maybe Meshicha, whatever the Kinyan is, but it doesn't work otherwise. So I can try all I want, but it doesn't become mine. But Torah as well, if I don't use the Kinyanim, it's not like, the Chazar telling us, these are the Memchas Kinyanim. These are how you put a Torah. The same way it says, Isha Nikneis Bekesef Bishtar Rabia. Or Nechazim Sheshim Achrayi Eskeshtar Vachazaka. That's it. Like, there's no other way to do it. So, when it comes to Torah, there's Memchas Kinyanim. Maybe the Mishnah Shagon Kiddushin. Maybe it should be with the Kinyanim in there. And in our parak, I don't know. These are the Kinyanim of Torah, and without these things, we're not going to Torah. And many of these things do help with Chachma in general. I mean, these are all good practices to have. Good on Hagos. But Dafka and Torah, these are required in order to make that Kinyan. So that's how you approach this Kinyanim. It's a very important thing. The Gaon says that, he brings down a remez. It said, why Memches Kinyanim? Why is there 48? So the Gaon says in Mishlei, he says that the Torah is the Eishes Chayil. You know, Eishes Chayil is last parak of Mishlei, and Chayil is Matria 48. So being the Torah is Eishes Chayil, and Chayil is Matria 48, it's Mimela, but it's 48 Kinyanim for Torah. We say Rabos, Banos, Asu, Chayil. The Gaon says that it's the Chayil, the way you're coming to Torah is Rabos, Banos. And you have lots of Banos. Meaning what? Lots of these Kinyanim come together. I mean, everyone I do is a Mila. But to do all, I have to do all 48 to really be kind of 100%. So we can't necessarily master every single one of them. But the Gaon says, I think Klai Yisrael together as a whole, we work with each other. Maybe you have excelled in a certain kinyan of Torah and he does the other one. So the way that you approach a sugya is going to be different. It may look, and this is important b'chlal, but the way you talk about learning is that he's going to fill you in on things that you don't know. You'll fill in things he doesn't know, but you're coming from different directions. Rabba sponsors a chayil. A lot of the daughters together make chayil, make Torah, but one person himself not going to be able to do it. There is a Maral. Maral says that why is it 48? He says that Chachma is in the Moach, in the brain. Moach is 48. He also says that Sefer Torah LaHalacha, Sefer Torah has no less than 48 lines on an Amud. So these are all different Muslim. So 48 is the right number. But the Nakuda really is that you have to, the learning doesn't just mean I sit down, I pick up a sefer and learn it. Learning means I have to work on the gavra. I got to change myself in order to become a Torah. That's a very important thing. You have to do the kli kibul, because Baruch Hu is nosen to you. And that's our avodah. You can't work it all at once. It's, you know, you have to rabos bonus sechayil. You have to take each one individually, work at it. But the more you grow in each one, you will see yourself steiging and learning much more based on the kinyanim. Now, it is brought down, but Rav Chaim of Volozhin brings down in the Akdamah that says Safar at Sneasa. The Goyen wrote his parish, you know, it's a big Kabbalah dick of work, but Rav Chaim of Volozhin says there that the Goyen himself did master all 48. So, I mean, he's on a Madrega far beyond that which we can ever imagine. So human beings can get there, it's possible. But Lamaisa, most of us are not going to get to all 48, but we try to work on each one, and everyone's going to have the ones that, which they excel in, the ones that they find more challenging, but every one you do is going to help you become a Torah.
Is there a chachma in the order that we're listed?
Yeah, there is. I mean, it's not always so clear, but it does seem to be going from like the most basic to the things that come along later on in your growth, you know? There's a change in nusach in the middle. Until in the beginning, it just tells you the mitzvah, and then as you go through it, it starts saying, "Ha, you know, ha, no, nosibom chaveiro." It talks about you're more on the mitzvah than on the mitzvah. I guess to put it that way. Some mafarshim say because at a certain point the mitzvahs start coming to you mimela because you've gone so far. So there's an order. It's kind of like a progression. But I wouldn't say dafgul in the order because, you know, sometimes you have to kind of pick things here and there in order to grow. It's very hard to focus number one in the number 47. And you'll see some of the things you already do. You know, maybe number 22 is not so hard for you and number 27 is, you know, or number 4 is. So the Chazal lists them in somewhat of an order. Like Lamash, the first one is Talmud. The first one is you have to learn. I mean, obviously, you have to sit and focus on learning, to stag in learning. So that obviously is like square one of any single. That's alphabet, you know. But it does seem to be an order, but I wouldn't tell you to have to work them in order. I would tell you, take them as they come to you inside your avoda. So I couldn't remember 100% where we stopped last month. Maybe somebody remembers who was here last month. But based on just thinking about it and looking at my notes, so I think we did. I think we're up to Nusibum Chaveiro. I think we're up to. Someone could correct me if I'm wrong, or we could do it again anyways. But I think that's what we're up to over there. So this one, in the Cheshbon, there's different ways of counting them. This one's number 38. So number 38. So Mitzvah Shem, we can finish this up in Elul, and then we'll get into Mishle next month. So number 38 is Nusibum Chaveiro. So before, we always have to ask, Nusibum Chaveiro is a wonderful mitzvah. Beautiful mitzvah. Right? You are sympathizing with somebody else. Or empathizing with somebody else. You're feeling their pain. You're bearing their burden. Beautiful mitzvah. You always have to ask, well, why is that a kinyan of Torah? I mean, we're not here in a list of beautiful mitzvahs. We're here in a list of how is one kohen a Torah. So every single one we learn, the question always is going to be, but how is it, help you become a Torah? So let's explain the mitzvah for a moment, and then I'm worried about to start to rain. But yeah. All right, it's filling drops. Okay, so let's take it in, I guess, into the gazebo.